Welcome to Montgomery County Today. I'm Jen Harris, and joining me is County Administrator Angie Hill. We're here to talk about a recent Board of Supervisors meeting. Thanks for being here.
It's great to be here.
So at the Monday, April 8th, 2024 board meeting, and I just want to say real fast, we have been in the heart of budget season. So we've been meeting pretty much every Monday.
Every Monday, I think, in March. And every Monday in April, we'll have a meeting of some sort, and some Thursdays. So it has been a lot.
A lot of meetings. Yeah. We've been hanging out a lot.
That's right.
So we'll get to that in a few minutes about talking about the budget and where we stand with the upcoming fiscal year 2025 budget. But first, there are a couple of things that stood out to me at the April 8th meeting. What are some of the things that may have stood out to you? We'll see if they match up.
Okay. We had a public hearing for VDOT came. David Clark and spoke about our six-year secondary road plan. There were not any major changes to that, but it's always good to have those updates and get some public input. And then we had two work sessions. The first one was on county capital projects, an update that Scott Woodrum did for us. He talked about the status of four projects, and those projects included the an outdoor amphitheater project at the Blacksburg Library, which is ready to get started, and then the Magistrate and Court Services building that's adjacent to the public safety building in the town of Christiansburg, which is in progress. Then he talked about two projects that are getting started or in some stage of progress. The first one was the EMS station in the Shawsville area of the county, and then the status of that is the drawings are being done, and they are almost ready to go out for bid. We talked later in the meeting about maybe we'll push pause on that project for a little while. We can catch up on that in a few minutes. But then the fourth project was the Auburn Park, which we've been working on that for quite a while, and the board gave clear direction. We got bids in for that project, and we're going to move forward with the larger field, baseball field, on one of the fields. So there will be an appropriation at our next board meeting on April the 15th for that.
So that April the 15th meeting was a special work session.
Right.
But we're going to add this agenda item so that we can keep the project moving forward.
Yes, that's right, and get it going as quickly as we can. And then we had a work session on the 24-25 budget, and we talked a little bit about the governor's reaction to the General Assembly's, what they approved for the budget. And he came out yesterday and said that he was going to compromise part of that, and they've worked together to come up with a common ground budget, he's calling it. So we'll see how that moves forward. It does include salary increases for state employees and teachers. So that's a good thing. And then Steve Fijakowski, the vice chair, talked about the Elliston Volunteer Fire Department. He and our staff have been working very closely with those volunteers. There's some volunteers down there that are extremely dedicated, but they just don't have enough volunteers at the moment to cover the day shift. So Supervisor Fijakowski talked about the need to look at having paid county firefighters during the day there, which is, it's hard. People don't really want to do that, but it, public safety and the safety of our citizens is the very most important thing.
Right. It's one of our big jobs.
Yep.
So we have to make sure we're taking care of that and being respectful of the volunteers too.
Right.
Because that is something that's been, it's a part of our rich history, is the fact that we've had so many volunteers. But with life, like everybody else, they're not always available during the day to cover the calls.
Right.
So.
And that's happening across the nation. It's not a bad reflection on anyone. It's just how our world has changed, and we're so blessed to have had them so much longer than many, many places have had volunteers. So we're really thankful for them, and we're glad that they're going to be able to keep running the calls at night. They're doing a really good job with that, so we really appreciate that. But with that, Supervisor Fijakowski said that we should push pause on the rescue station in that area to make sure that we know exactly what we need to do as we move forward with that.
So that sounds like it's going to be an ongoing discussion for the next couple of months, probably.
Right, I think so, yes. So
no plans have been put into place, but a lot of discussions are happening right now to see how best to move forward.
Right.
Is that the bottom line?
Yes, that is the bottom line.
So, and when it comes to the fiscal year budget, I don't think there were a lot of questions. There's a lot of discussion about the volunteer fire department in Shawsville, Elliston, but not, I didn't recall any other big standouts. So no. we're coming to a close, I think, with the budget then.
I think we are. The General Assembly will not take action on the governor's amendments until they come back on April 17th, which is after our next meeting. So I don't know how that's going to play out. I don't know if we'll have a tax rate and budget approved on the 15th or if we'll have to wait till the 22nd, but we'll see.
Yeah, that was the plan.
Right.
Part of the original budget calendar is we were hopeful that the board would meet on April 15th, which is a little ironic.
Right.
Tax day. to set the real estate tax rate and the budget for fiscal year 2025. So that could still happen. Stay tuned.
Right.
Who knows? It's like
who
a cliffhanger.
Knows? Yeah.
We don't know.
That's right.
Let's see. I think there are a couple other things. One other thing that I just want to mention is that the Virginia Cooperative Extension, Montgomery County folks came and gave a really exciting presentation. If you want to go back and check out all the things they're doing for our community, you can always go back to our YouTube channel to watch that. It's Montgomery VA, so youtube.com/MontgomeryVA.
That was really good. And they talked about how people don't know who they are or what they do, and they did such a great job of highlighting all the neat things.
I know. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah.
And then a couple other things on new business, but I'll let you take. There's one that stood out to me was the National Child Abuse Prevention Month. I know we do this every year, but our local DSS folks, they do a lot of outreach for the community to help, especially in the month of April.
Right. I think that really is important. That's a great important thing that they focus on, and I'm glad that our board can recognize that as well.
So if you see little pinwheels throughout the community, they do a planting of pinwheels throughout the community to help raise awareness for Child Abuse Prevention Month. So
right.
And again, if you want to learn more about Montgomery County or view the April 8th, 2024 meeting in its entirety, including the things we didn't discuss here today, you are welcome to check out our website at montva.com or again our YouTube channel at youtube.com/MontgomeryVA. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.